School goes back for thousands of children next week, but there's little indication the school funding wars are settled. Most state governments have signed agreements with the Commonwealth that lock in funding for their schools for the next 5 years. But in Victoria, there's an ongoing dispute over the funding of public schools. And critics say it's not the only state where public schools are being shortchanged. Here's National Education reporter Natasha Robinson.
Negotiations between the federal and state governments over education resourcing are never easy. But in Victoria, reaching long-term agreement on schools funding has proven impossible. At issue is hundreds of millions of dollars a year for public schools. The federal government has signed a six-month funding deal with Victoria, but it falls well short of the bilateral agreements with other states that lock in funding for 5 years. James Molino is the Victorian Education Minister.
Well, the sticking point is a pretty fundamental one. The funding proposal being put forward by the Morrison government proposes that public school students are funded at a lower rate than private school students.
Federal Education Minister Dan Tehan says the six-month deal he signed with Victoria late last week will deliver more than $750 million to that state's schools. But the central dispute over how each government contributes to the schooling resource standard remains. The SRS is the agreed cost of a school education, and it was established as the baseline for schools funding following the landmark Gonski report in 2011. The federal government contributes 20% of the SRS of state schools, and each state government has agreed to bring their funding of state schools to 75%. But the funding arrangements leave 5% of the cost of a public school child's education unfunded in many states. Victoria says that bill should be met by the Commonwealth, and if it wins that fight, other states will be demanding more too. James Molino again.
We accept we need to sign up to a long-term bilateral agreement, but we're not going to sign up to something as fundamentally unfair as a proposal that has public school students funded at a lower rate than private school students. It's just not fair.
Trevor Cobbold was an economist for the Productivity Commission, and he now runs the lobby group Save Our Schools. He believes school funding arrangements are inherently unfair.
In essence, what the model does is that it delivers guaranteed funding to 100% of the SRS of private schools, but not for public schools. So it's biased against public schools. Public schools under these agreements are going to be forever underfunded, while private schools will be at least guaranteed 100% of their schooling resource standard, and probably in several states they will get more than that.
The Federal Education Minister Dan Tehan says the Commonwealth is providing record funding to public schools.
National Education reporter Natasha Robinson.